and fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Like I'm straight up out of Compton. Real niggas don't die. Appetite for destruction. Just a nigga with an attitude. Always in a something.
Impala on eights. Dope boys on crates.
Hey, what's happening? It's Randolph Terrence.
45 on the waist. I'm Andy Klein.
No Tim Miller.
What?
We're still three guys on.
Tim had a good run. Two straight weeks
he
or
did
three?
Have two good runs.
Two or three.
I think it was three straight shows.
It was 2 weeks, I think. It was last week, two episodes. The week before with Chad and Liz, two episodes. The week before that was a JL. I don't know.
I think so. I don't think he made the JL.
Well, it was, yeah.
He didn't make the JL.
Yeah. Good run.
Good run for, well, more than usual, huh? All right. But as you can tell by this ignorant-ass ratchet music,
it's not that ratchet.
Neither myself nor it's really not.
I actually like this quite a bit.
It's really not. Neither myself or maybe Andy now would pick this song. We got a guest sitting in with us. We've had him before. He's making his return to the podcast. Put your hands together. Welcome to the stage. Elton Howard, y'all.
What's up, people? What's going on?
Elton Howard picked this song. I had never heard it before. I like it.
Yeah, the beat is crazy.
This is Stally featuring Ty Dolla $ign. Always into something.
It's it.
What's
to NWA?
Is he from LA, from Compton?
I don't know what Ty Dolla $ign. I know Stiley is from Cleveland.
Oh.
Hotbed of rap?
Yeah, the hotbed of rap fan.
Hotbed of hip hop, Cleveland.
Thugs. What did Thugs in Harmony?
Yeah. Hotbed of hip hop. Cleveland. Cleveland! Throw my C's up. Before that happens, niggas Cleveland! Now they got LeBron back.
Yeah, Cleveland's on the come up. LeBron, JL.
Yeah, JL.
Might
LeBron.
Be moving there.
Yeah, JL, LeBron.
Who is JL?
That other guy.
JL's a comedian.
Cleveland. If you listen to the podcast, you would know that.
I do listen to the podcast. Don't be putting
that
me on.
Tells us right there.
It put me on blast.
Jean-Louis Cleveland.
Jean-Louis.
Jean.
Cleveland.
I'm gonna sing some ratchetness.
Yelling, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Like I'm straight up out of Compton. Real niggas don't die.
Don't die.
Appetite for destruction. Just a nigga with an attitude.
I think Appetite for Destruction is a top five Dr. Dre beat.
Yeah.
That. That's a really good one.
Another one I like a lot, Let Me Ride.
Oh, yeah.
That to me is probably my favorite Dr. Dre song.
Let Me Ride.
Just because I use that. I don't want to say just because, but that Parliament beat behind it.
Oh, yeah.
With him rapping on it, and then he just keeps on rap. It's like three bars. It's like three verses of raps, three or four. He just keeps rapping and keeps rapping and keeps rapping.
All that shit written by Snoop.
or D.O.C.
Oh, D.O.C., that's right.
D.O.C. wrote a bunch of his raps, too.
D.O.C. post voice altering
accident. Post accident. The D.O.C.'s album was tight. There's some tight beats on the D.O.C.'s album.
That's another one. Dr. Dre had like a 4-year run where he put out nothing but incredible
Even
shit.
Even like Michelle A's beats at Night Nicety.
I remember Nicety.
Nicety.
That's some good beats on there. Yeah. Nicety, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we just need to let her sing and not talk because her voice was really rad.
She's on that new reality show now.
Hello?
I'm pulling up the Let Me Ride video.
That's her right there.
Uh-oh.
This is the long version with the intro.
The intro. Yeah, she's on that new real
there we go.
Singers of something.
Yeah.
She's on it. A couple other B-level R&B singers. Well, she's like a D-level singer.
Yeah, she's D-level.
Yeah, she's completely off the map.
She was technically Mary J. Blige before Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
I just thought about that because that was hip-hop R&B.
Yeah, now she completely fell off.
Yeah.
No, this ain't Aerosmith.
This is probably my favorite Dre song. Of all the songs, this one. Just because that beat.
Pop, pop, pop. Yeah. This
made me want to buy a 6-4 and pop.
Rolling in my 6-4.
With all the niggas saying. It's funny seeing these videos where like everyone's holding a St. Ives. Whatever happened to St. Ives? I guess
you know
it's still
what?
Around.
I used to drink St. Ives. Not the beer. They used to make a like a big malt liquor wine cooler.
Yeah, like
those?
Yeah, I remember.
You drink those?
I remember those.
those are jazz, summer jazz thing in San Antonio.
Oh, man. I forgot.
Every Friday night at this mall, they would do it, and they sponsored it.
Yeah.
That's how. It's like, it's jazz, but we're still going to be kind of ghetto.
Yeah, well, that was real ghetto, because Ice Cube say, fuck OE, because St. Ides, it's given in. So, yeah, we drinking St. Ides, because Ice Cube was advertising. Now, he switched from St. Ides to Coors, so I guess all the brothers in the hood holding the Coors. 22
is that is that happening in the hood? Yes, are people that,
that's
huh?
what's, I don't know.
That's what's happening.
I don't know if that's true.
He
I don't
said
know
Ice Cube say okay fuck St. Ice cause Coors is
Coors
in.
Coors
Coors Coors
Coors Light.
We used to say that about people all the time. She had a little gut. Oh, I guess that bitch drinks Coors.
That bitch
look at this Coors drinking bitch right here. Say that,
yeah, that's what we say
all the time.
That's what you gotta keep a toe in the hood, cause they drinking Coors.
Mork ass Coors.
Yeah. Mork ass Coors.
Mork.
Did you see me and Andy shoot some Mork ass Busters in the video? Shoot some Busters.
You drop your Coors.
We shot some Busters up. Busters.
Yeah. Did you see it, Elton?
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it because I dropped my 40-ounce in the convenience store.
We shot some Busters.
Mork ass Busters.
We found those Busters.
I mean, they were sitting outside eating fries and shit. Like, they were easy target, easy Morks.
Busters.
Easy ass Morks. Mork ass.
What is that?
It's an appetite for destruction.
That's your favorite.
That's on 100
Actually,
miles,
just, now come to think of it, I might be thinking of a different one.
That's on Niggas With Attitudes, right? No, that's on Niggas For Life. Niggas For Life 100.
Yeah, it is. No, you know what? This isn't the one I was thinking of. I'll pull up the one I was thinking of.
Well, see, that's when I left, because when Ice Cube left, I rolled with Ice Cube. I was like, fuck NWA. I'm staying with the
Juicy Curl.
That's right.
Remember they threatened to cut his curl off? That was like, you remember that?
On MTV,
they said that. They
were beefing.
We gonna catch him and cut his curl off. Like he's Samson. He gonna lose his rap powers.
Yeah.
I'm like Samson. My strength is in my hair.
Oh my God, I'm melting.
We gonna cut his curl off.
Oh, that moisturizer in my scalp, I'm melting.
Like, if you cut his curl off, you're doing him a favor. You're doing him a favor.
Yeah, he cut it off. He got like one of them big Prince afros now.
Yeah, that's made the comeback.
46. The appetite is tremendous.
A nice afro.
Yeah.
It's tough to maintain. Shock G had a huge afro for a long time.
Yeah.
Big, big, like Puerto Rican afro.
This is the one I like. One. Approach to Danger. Is an unexpected approach. I don't think any of Dre's other beats really sound like this one. Maybe that's why I like it. Once Easy stops talking.
You don't like Dre's beats from World Class Wrecking Crew? Before you turn
I'm not familiar.
Off the lights.
I do that one. This is the one. Yeah.
You can approach, but the danger light is blinking. A self-destruct button is activated when I'm thinking. This is a tribulation. The weak is judged.
They all rap the same. I guess because they all talk with the same accent.
Yeah.
They all have that same cadence.
No, because when Ice Cube left, Ren was writing most people's rhymes. Because Ice Cube wrote all of Easy's rhymes.
I'm sure.
And you can tell the cadence, because Easy was really reluctant to rap in the beginning.
Yeah.
But then he just took, he took hold of
the same cadences. Even like the DOC had the same cadences.
Yeah.
Which was great.
If you can be seen, you can be hit. If you can be hit, you can be killed.
I think they sampled the Dirty Harry theme on this. That's what it was.
What's fucked up about it?
Yeah.
NWA introduced the style of rap that's literally still happening right now. It hasn't evolved much since then. And
now, is this just West Coast style?
Well, it's the violence.
Because Kendrick sounds a little bit like this on some of his songs. You talking about the raps or the content?
Content.
Oh, okay. No, they introduced, definitely. They made it easier for people to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they made it palatable.
Yeah.
I mean, I just always wondered, where would rap be without cocaine?
Where would any music be without
cocaine? Where would rap be without cocaine? Yeah, no shit. Where would the Rolling Stones be without cocaine? Cocaine! Where would blues music be without Jack Daniels?
And heroin.
Where would
jazz be without heroin?
Yeah, where would jazz be without heroin?
And so I guess what we're saying is that drugs make really good music.
I don't know if they make it, but they've definitely helped it.
Well, Bill Hicks had a bit about that. If you're against drugs, yeah. go take all your albums and throw them away.
Yeah, burn them.
Because all those guys were really fucked up.
Yeah, burn them. On that thing on about music in the South, when we talk about Otis Redding, when he wrote a couple of his albums, him and Steve Cropper, the guy who their manager, he said, I put him in a hotel room with a bottle of Jack, and I left him in there for 2 days, and they came out with an album. So
and an empty bottle.
That's how it was done. That's how it was done. And also, I mean, you saw Ray when he was scratching and
I remember.
Like, he got the junkie scratch. Yeah, but listen to the music. He's like, yeah, but listen to the music.
I know woman.
Yeah, but listen.
Way over time.
Listen to how good that music is, though.
That digs
and
on
then,
me.
And then there's always that
cleanup scene, yeah.
No, there's always like the album, like where they're like, I'm in the best space.
Stevie Ray Vaughan was in the middle of that when he died in a helicopter crash.
Right, he cleaned up. I don't know. I guess Ray Charles cleaned up at some point, but like the cleanup because it wasn't
not
publicized.
The album. No,
it wasn't publicized.
But he did
back
clean
then.
He did clean it up.
Now it gets publicized. So if you're like an addict, then you clean up. It's like, this is like my album about like the struggle that I had getting sober. And then like 3 months later, they're fucked up again.
Well, yeah,
this song is called Hit the Road Junk. This is my homage to Ray Charles. He inspired me to quit.
Hit the road junk.
Quit heroin.
Tidy old funk.
Eminem stayed true. He released Recovery. And then after Recovery, he released Relapse. And Relapse was a much better album.
Right. Eminem's song was the closeout song for The Equalizer. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
I didn't even hear that Eminem song. I guess that was the last. Must be something new.
Maybe
it's just a soundtrack song.
Actually, I have heard the song on the radio because I listen to Sirius all the
heard
time.
It was when the credits roll on over the last thing.
Right.
Go see The Equalizer, people. You've seen my 15-second movie review. It's about 45 seconds.
It was
overtime.
Yeah, it was a little
overtime. But it had to be.
It's minute and
had
15
to be.
Second,
movie was crazy, man.
15-second movie review.
The movie's crazy. JL saw it. I saw it. We both give it thumbs up. Go see it.
Yeah, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Waiting on a sequel.
Sequelizer.
Do I have to say it? Equalizer 2.
Equalizer 2, he's equalized.
Still equalizing.
Still equalizing. Equalizer 2, Electric Boogaloo, still equalizing.
Still equalizing. Equalizingist of all the equalizers.
Well, they set it up so they could easily have a sequel.
It's always fun watching Denzel take up for hookers and beat up white men. That's just great.
Yeah. I'm not seeing it.
I'm waiting on now. If you're gonna go ahead and take these old movies and put somebody black in them, let's do Airwolf.
Airwolf.
Have a three team black dudes.
Oh, taking old TV shows, you mean?
Yeah, and black them up.
Airwolf. Oh. What else could they do? Could they do Fall Guy? the stunt man who kicks ass on the side.
Stunt man.
I think the Outsiders. Pony Boy.
They
Pony
did
Boy?
An Outsiders.
With black people.
Well, no, I guess not. I guess they did.
Because we always been the outsiders.
Yeah, right. We had to call that one the insiders. This is the one where the black people go and work for the man.
Pony Boy is my nigga.
Yeah, I can't think of another one. Magnum P.I.?
There was a black guy in that. So what would they do?
TC.
They would switch the Selleck character to be a black guy. And TC be the white guy to be the British butler.
make the butler Jamaican. Jamaican.
Why you going? Why you going?
Turns out the butler was actually his boss, Robin. That's how it was, and the butler was actually his boss the whole time.
Oh, need to make
Robin Masters, I think was his name. See,
oh,
see,
that worked.
Didn't pick up on that.
See, yeah. Master.
That definitely worked.
Y'all,
how about Small Wonder, the movie? The ass-kicking robot.
Ass-kicking robot.
No one knows she's a robot, even though she talks like Stephen Hawking.
I'm surprised they haven't done a Wonder Years movie. I'm really surprised they haven't tried to do that.
Oh, I'm sure someone's talked about it. Like, it'll be a good vehicle for some fucking
low-rent
kid actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Short Circuit. It'd be a black robot.
Andy, did you watch
it? Now we're on Comic View all of a sudden. And man, could you imagine if Short Circuit was a black robot? You know what I'm saying?
That would be.
He'd be having Johnny High Five.
First of all, you know what I'm saying? First of all, he'd be rolling on 22s. He'd be rolling on 22s.
Y'all motherfuckers have fucked up my chrome package.
They'd still have El DeBarge on the soundtrack.
Who's Johnny?
That song was so bad. That song was so bad.
Who's Johnny?
Andy, did you watch the South Park about the Redskins?
I did. Loved it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
I don't even know when South Park comes on anymore.
Wednesday.
To catch the new ones.
Well, you can just go to Comedy Central website. Actually, I looked at a little
bit
of it.
They put all of them up. Yeah.
They put all of them up because I've been going to Black Jesus.
Black Jesus is the shit.
I don't even know what day that comes on. I just wait and I watch it on demand. It
comes on Thursday.
Black Jesus. Did you see the one where dude was dating his mom?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to straighten up. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm about to be your daddy. Stop talking like that, boy.
What the fuck are you talking about? Corey Holcomb kills me.
Charlie Murphy's
funny. That shit is funny, man. Black Jesus.
I still haven't seen it.
It's hilarious. You got to go back and watch from the beginning.
South Park is Wednesday. The only reason I know that is because my DVR is still set to record new episodes from when I said it years ago.
Yeah.
So I remember when I came home Wednesday, it was
on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. I mean, during the game, I saw the commercial. I was like, woo.
South Park stays amazingly topical, and they make everything just funny as hell.
In the commercial, RG3 was standing behind Dan Snyder, and on the show was Kirk Cousins.
Really?
Because they can change
it topical.
They can change shit last minute.
Yeah. Oh, that is so cool that they did that because he's out in the Cousins is starting.
Yeah.
Well, and then the Daily Show did their thing about the Redskins. Yeah, well, he fucking shit the bed. Wow.
And
man.
He got his Redskins t-shirt on. You need to turn that shit inside out.
Like they
made RG3 that Jesus t-shirt. Turn that shit inside out.
I'm wearing my one and only Redskins shirt right now.
Jesus.
Turn it inside out.
I don't know. I'm supporting, man. I'm loyal. I'm a loyal fan.
You loyal like a
son. We're going to get him back this year, guys.
Yeah, he shit the bed.
Well, you know, all the greats have had games like that. Tom Brady's had a four-interception game. Peyton Manning has had a four-interception game. It's how you bounce back. We'll see how he comes back. Problem is they got Seattle coming up.
Yeah.
And Arizona.
Ass whooping.
Two great defenses.
Yeah, because Arizona is kicking ass. Yeah,
Seattle's defense is Seattle's defense. Although Peyton Manning, he did drive the Broncos right downfield and scored on him.
Yeah,
when it counted and when he needed it, he drove him downfield and scored.
They still held him in check, though.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kirk Cousins era is temporary.
I thought it had started. I was like, oh, shit. It's done for RG3 in this town.
No.
Nope.
It's only done for RG3 in this town because sports fans in D.C. are idiots.
Yeah.
And they've never really had a lot of...
Sports fans in general are idiots.
They've never had superstars in this town, so they don't know how to deal with them.
Well, fan is short for fanatic, so...
Yeah,
well, but no one uses it in that sense anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's just fan or crazed fan. Like, no one thinks fanatic anymore.
Yeah, but that's what it's short for. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Yeah. What did you think of the Daily Show's Redskins thing?
I liked it. Did you hear that the lawyer for the four people, did you see it?
No, I stayed away from watching it because I know where it's going to, I know exactly what it is. You say all these things, and you bring some real natives in.
Yeah, there's other stuff. He went to FedEx Field and talked to people who were tailgating.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were wearing, like, Indian headdresses and shit.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, there's more to it. I think just for the standpoint of watching well-produced comedy, it's worth watching.
Bring it on. Is it well-produced? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Daily Show segment.
Bring some of it on. Yeah, bring some of it on.
Well, I understand that they didn't televise a lot of this stuff because they say they actually brought one of the fans to tears.
Here's the thing. They interviewed four Redskins fans, mm-hmm. and they had them like all in the room. They're all wearing like Redskins clothes and shit. One of them has a fucking Redskins wrestling championship belt.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
WWE, the people's elbow.
Oh, my God.
So they,
the people's elbow.
They interviewed four Redskins fans, and then they had another segment where they interviewed like 10 or 12 Native Americans who were against the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, what they were going to do is... bring the two groups together unbeknownst to the Redskins fans. So that's what they did. They brought this. So, like, these, they show a couple like clips of that in the actual final piece. But 2 days later, the woman, the four Redskins fans, one of them was a woman, she like called 911.
White
like,
woman.
I was ambushed by Indians. So she like, dude, and the cops are like,
"You have a descendant of Custer there? Maybe cop, they could."
Cops like, "We no crime has been committed here. Like, yeah. I don't know why you're calling the cops."
I've been violated.
And then I think she alerted the Washington Post,
of course,
or blogged about it because they all have like Redskins blogs. So then it became news. And then the Daily Show just didn't air the confrontation. That's the part that they had a problem with.
The confrontation.
They had a couple quick pictures of the confrontation where it was just people shaking hands, looked amicable, but they didn't air it.
Okay.
But right before the Daily Show segment aired, this lawyer, who's part of the Virginia State, like Senate or whatever, who has banded to keep the name for some reason,
right?
He sent a thing to the Daily Show saying, my clients revoked their consent to be used on the show.
It's too late.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, no, you already signed the
You
thing.
Signed. He's a lawyer. He knows that. Yeah. Dumbass.
Yeah, he was looking for publicity.
He's just trying to talk. He knows that.
So the Daily Show, just too late. They just took out the parts that the people didn't want in there, but they still kept the people in there.
Yeah, once you sign, that's it.
Yeah, you sign the release form, you're done, just like Kim Kardashian. Yeah,
that's it. That's why it's called a release form.
Did she sign a release form for the sex tape?
Yeah, she had to in order for them to release
it. In order to sell it to Vivid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she has a deal with Vivid. That's where she makes all her money.
Yeah. Ray J gave him that $40,000 as a wedding gift.
Yeah, and he's getting some, too.
In fact, Jon Stewart addresses the
So recently we sent our intrepid reporter, Jason Jones, out to the field to explore the phenomena of a certain Washington, D.C.
By the way, he's killing it. He just killed it about fake patriotism from Fox.
Some of the individuals who participated in the piece, they didn't enjoy the experience. It's something that happens a lot less than you would think. But we take the complaint seriously. We genuinely don't want people who participate in the show to have a bad experience. We work very hard to find real people who have real beliefs and want to express those beliefs on television. And we work hard to make sure that the gist of those beliefs are represented accurately, albeit sometimes comedically, on our program.
All the time. That's the point.
If we find out that someone in a piece was intentionally misled, or if their comments were intentionally misrepresented, we do not air that piece. We would not air that piece. So that being said,
that is not what happened.
I hope you enjoy the following piece.
He's already laughing. That is not what happened here.
And then the Redskins fans, I guess it's like an 8-minute segment, we can't watch it, but the Redskins fans were like, we, when we signed the documents, we were told that we would not be ambushed by Indians. Like that was a specific stipulation that you wouldn't just like, hey, you want to talk to some right now and bring him in, you know, like Maury and shit. Like, hey, he's right here. He's right here in the back. Come on out. So they apparently were assured that that wouldn't happen, and then it happened. That's their story. I'm sure the release said, like, you're signing away. Everything you possible could happen right now.
Yeah.
Like, we could resurrect an old Indian chief, and he might come out and chop your heads off. Cool? Cool? Sign here. Cool?
You might get scalped, white people.
I'm good on TV.
Yeah.
I'm good on TV.
I didn't see that scalped part.
That is not what happened. You fucking idiots.
But one hilarious part is, like, the Indians. This is good editing. The Indian guys were all like, yeah, because the people are always like, you know, oh, I'm like 1/16th Indian, so I can talk. And then they cut to the Redskins fans going, I'm like 1/16th. Yep.
That would get them a casino, though, if they can prove it.
Well, yeah, you got to be able to prove it.
You got to be able to prove it.
I've always said this whole thing about this.
You just get a casino?
About this thing is like, if they free. Yeah, they just give you, put a casino in your backyard.
If you can maintain it.
It's like that old Simpsons. Are you from the casino? We're from a casino. I've always said that about these people who are hardcore lovers of the word Redskins. If it's such a word of honor, do you just call Native Americans Redskins? The ones you can find, because most of them are fucking dead.
Asks people at the Redskins game that question.
Yeah, what they say?
Non-answers.
Yes. Yeah,
non-answers.
No, non-answers. Of course, because it's like, would you call an old? You walk up on an old Native person. Would you? Hey, Redskin, what's happening? Would you do that?
What's up, my Redskin?
No. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the word nigga. Whenever somebody says, well, my friends say that it's okay for me to say the word nigga. Fine. Would you say it to my father?
No.
Would you just walk up to my father and be like, hey, nigga, what's happening? Would you think you would do that?
No.
Good luck. good
that
luck.
That is not the I'm proper
my dad carries a razor. My dad carries a razor in his sock.
I will cut a white person in half.
I would slice.
You wouldn't do that.
I'm but there are also the words that you say amongst your friends that you don't say to your parents or anyone's parents.
No, but this is the thing. Those words that I do say amongst my friends, I don't call them honorific terms. That's honorific. What I mean.
How did
you say, well, this is a term of honor.
How did nigga become honorific?
Well, it's just people say it's a term of endearment.
Yeah, or a term of endearment.
But it could be for some people. I mean, it could be.
Well, I was approached by a friend, and he told me directly, a white guy, and he was like, man, I wish I could use the word because it's so cool. Like,
that's it right there?
I'm like, how did this word become so cool?
Because they can't say it.
And they can't say it. they can't say it.
It's a conquest.
A white woman. And a black. Yeah.
See? You can relate now, see?
I got it.
That word is our white woman.
That is perfect.
You know how white guys, like, when they get that pass, like, hey, my friend, I got a couple black friends, I can say it now. That's kind of how black guys act when they get their first white woman.
Right? Yeah.
That's how I acted.
Hey, I fucked a white girl last night.
That's how I acted when I got mine. Exactly like that.
I got to say nigga. Exactly
like Randolph has a cold, everybody. That's what that sounds
like. Yeah, I did a victory dance and everything.
Boogers on the microphone.
Are we going to get sick now?
No.
I had a cold like a week ago. I got over it like a week
ago. I might have got it from you.
I don't know. I think it was between podcasts. It was like the week between two episodes or two recordings.
I felt like fried whale shit last night.
Oh, no.
I hope I don't get it back.
I got up this morning.
I don't take, well, I am a bitch when it comes to sickness.
Let me lick that microphone and then maybe.
When it comes to ill, I really can't handle it well at all.
You don't handle it well?
I just want to be alone in my bed with no one around. Like, I don't like to function. I don't like to do anything. Even like the mildest cold.
Bitch ass.
If I'm less than 100%, man.
Bitch ass. Yeah, you don't take anything either. You don't like the time.
Oh, I do. No, I do. I take, I'd load up.
You don't take no vitamins?
Yeah,
leading up to the cold, you take vitamins?
Yeah.
You take vitamins every day? Because God knows you ain't getting it out of your food.
When I remember to, I have a bottle of vitamins.
Ah, okay.
A bottle. Are they expired?
No. Maybe.
There's an expiration date on vitamins?
No, yeah. They don't expire. That's what the drug companies want you to think.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go buy more vitamins.
That expiration date don't mean
that's
shit.
That's a myth, man.
Yeah. I mean, water has expiration date.
Oh, my God, I got an ulcer. Oh, my God. How old are your vitamins? Oh, my God. They expired in 2010.
You took vitamins. You got a cold. See?
I'm not consistent with my vitamins.
Neither.
I'm not consistent with my vitamins.
I got I think I bought like a daily thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was like 60 pills. It's like supposed to last like 2 months.
But I also eat vegetables.
I've had it for 8 months.
He's bragging. I also eat vegetables.
I say that because Andy don't eat vegetables. Andy.
Not really, but I eat a lot of fruit. I actually eat a fair amount of fruit.
Fruit, that's good.
Keeps
you regular.
I am very regular.
That's great.
Yeah, there you go. Got to eat a lot of bananas. A lot of bananas.
I eat bananas. I don't eat a lot of apples. I do strawberries. I do raspberries. I do bananas.
Potassium.
A lot of water. Yeah, got to keep the potassium.
And I'm drinking fierce blue cherry Gatorade.
There you go.
What the fuck is a blue cherry Gatorade?
There you go.
That's not a thing.
There you go. Gatorade invented it. Yeah. So you think the name is going to change? You're on record as saying that.
I think it's going to change eventually, and I bet it'll coincide with the new stadium. Probably like 5 years.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a whole, like, we've listened. It'll be Dan Snyder's. We have listened to our fans.
Well, have you seen Chris Cooley? He goes to reservations and meets, I don't know what the fuck he does. He just goes, hey, do you guys mind if we call you Redskins? No. He goes and finds a group of natives that allows him to call them Redskins. And then he trusts them out. I'm like, why don't you go talk to the ones that don't?
That's edited. And then I don't think nobody. That's the thing. The name is not used in their community. It's just used as this team.
Well, I'm not against the idea of some people thinking it's not offensive. It's true. Some Native Americans don't have a problem with it.
Some black people don't have a problem with the word nigger.
Right.
So
that's not really the question.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. You don't like line up one of them against the other like Braveheart style and they'll run into a field
that's what
and whoever's
doing.
Left gets to choose. It's just some people are for it, some people are against it. Now you get to make a decision. So
yeah.
They made the decision to keep it, but I don't think they're going to stay with that name. And I think 5 years, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, the argument to me always becomes you wouldn't say that to just average motherfucker walking on the street. You just wouldn't.
It's not about,
you say
it's,
you would,
it's
you
not
would.
About saying it. It's just, I think the word is benign. And it's actually just been brought up a lot. Do you find this offensive? And people, let me think about it. Let me look that up. Oh, yeah, it is offensive. Or I really don't care because it's just a benign word.
Some.
I mean, that's just my opinion.
Some people, a lot of it just comes down to, that's what I was raised with.
It's I'm used to it. That's the argument. It's tradition is I'm used to it. All the shit about I grew up with this team and blah, blah, blah. It all just comes down to I don't like the change. I mean, people said the same shit with the Wizards. I know we've talked about this on the podcast before, but the Bullets, like, I'm used to the Bullets. And for like 2 years, people would slip and say Bullets sometimes, and then now they say Wizards. Like, what's the big deal? No one cares.
I mean, Bullets was a dumb name anyway. With Bullets without a gun, because Bullets are fast. I mean, that was stupid anyway.
Unlike Wizards.
Yeah, that's a little... Little black magic right there. Little voodoo.
This girl, Kate Fagan, I guess she's the new shit on ESPN.
Kate Fagan.
I had seen her. She's a short-haired, kind of dusky-looking girl.
Dusky?
Yeah. Where they're not white, but they're not black.
They're not white. Okay.
Kind of like, not white, but not black. Kind of like that. And she was saying, she wrote a column. Well, Hope Solo is like, shut the fuck up. Hope Solo is...
You're off mic.
Yeah, no. Hope Solo is a soccer player who had a... She basically beat up her nephew and her sister.
But she's good looking.
She's very good looking.
Dusty?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
No, she's not dusky at all. No. Well,
she's,
maybe.
She's the epitome of Aryan Nation white woman.
Oh, she's not. She doesn't have blonde hair.
She does, Andy.
The epitome.
Hope Solo? Hope Solo has dark hair.
She's not a blondie?
No. That's Hope Solo right there. She has...
Oh, okay. I thought she was a blondie for a minute.
No, she has dark hair. She has dark hair, dark eyes, I think. Yeah. She might be a little dusky.
She's a giant. She's 5'10". She's not dusky. She's 5'10". She's a giantess. And they were...
A giantess.
Yeah. So she beat up her nephew and her brother. She got arrested. Her nephew and her sister got arrested, got bailed out, and the national team put her back on the team. Now, the first column that this woman wrote, Kate Fagan, was like, she shouldn't be on the team.
That's Hope Solo.
Yeah. Man, she's attractive.
There are pictures of her as a blonde. I think she
There is, right?
Yeah.
She's attractive. She's probably, she looks a little muscularly.
It's because she's fucking... Oh, she's an elite professional athlete, man. Oh. She's a professional athlete.
Her biceps are very...
She's a professional athlete.
Bicep-y. Oh, look at those. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's a professional athlete. So the girl had written a column saying she shouldn't be on the national team. A lot of people said that. I said that. She shouldn't be on the national team while her case is being adjudicated, mainly because we decided, basically as a group, this country decided that domestic violence is the end-all, be-all crime now. We decided that. I don't ever since the Ray Rice thing. That's the decision we came to. So,
I'm enjoying
that. Why is she outside watering grass?
It's
naked?
from the ESPN
from
body
the
issue.
From the body issue. Yeah.
Oh, that's Miss Parker right there. Hey, Miss Parker. It's Miss Parker.
Hi, boys.
Miss Parker.
You let me fuck Miss Parker. What's that, boy?
I'll not see you tomorrow, Miss Parker.
So she wrote a column saying that, and then she decided that people were using that to divert the attention away from the fact that it's mainly men who beat up women.
Yeah. I mean, I think to me
it's a fairness thing. It's of I look either we're going to come down to domestic violence or we're not. If we're going to come down to domestic violence, let's come down to domestic violence.
Well, domestic violence always means a man hitting a woman.
Exactly.
It never means violence is violence.
I think domestic violence, people see it as husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. They don't see it as nephew, aunt.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's people see it as the equivalent at all because it's not.
That's what I'm saying. I do. I thought we all did. If let me put it to you this way, let's say she was a boy and she beat up her niece
right,
and her brother, it'd be over. She'd be fucking done. She'd be fucking done, son. She beat up her 17-year-old niece.
Son, she'd be
and
done.
Beat up her and beat up her niece's dad. This is everything was reversed. Just all the sexes were reversed.
Right,
it'd be done.
She'd be done. You think she got a little roid rage? I mean, that's kind of
no. She's just an out of control. She's just an out of control.
She's just a fucking ride or die chick.
Yeah,
man.
She is. She's a nutcase.
She's ratchet, man.
She's married to a ratchet dude.
They call her World Star Hope Solo.
Yeah, she's just World Star. Just a ratchet bitch. That's all. She's out of control ratchet. Bitch. She's married to a ratchet dude and so out of the league now.
I want to know, because men actually are involved in domestic violence where they're the ones that are being abused by women. But that does never get any publicity. I don't think it's taken very seriously.
There are double standards. I mean, that's just the way it is. Statutory rape is different when it's a woman and a
oh, yeah,
boy.
That's way different.
So, but that's just the way it is. I mean, it's overwhelmingly the other way. Mm-hmm. So that gets all the publicity. So when it's the woman beating up the guy, it's like, well, okay, it happens occasionally, but that's not really the issue. Not the main issue.
But as an abused man, how could you actually come forth to the police
if you know they're not going to do nothing for you?
Like, my wife is whooping my ass. Get the
Why don't
fuck
you
out
punch
of here.
Her out? You know, then you know they're not going to do nothing for you.
Well, that's why women don't come to the police when they get beat up.
Yeah,
they don't,
exactly.
I mean, so it's not like that's not an exclusive.
It's a vicious circle
problem that men have.
The thing about this is that I felt like the national team proclaims to be role models for little girls, and since I have one, you know, which I don't give a shit about one.
I have a daughter, guys.
I think it's so stupid. I hate when people say that. Well, look, I have a daughter. Really, you need to have a daughter in order to know how to act right? Is that what you need? Fucking idiot. I'm like, look, until her case adjudicated, sit her ass down. Sit her ass down. You know she did it.
What about innocent until proven guilty?
You know she did it.
We all deserve due process.
That she did it.
We all deserve due process.
We all know that she did it. And until you don't have this cloud hanging you over your head, because you ain't gonna make the national team look bad. If it was a private team, I wouldn't give a fuck. Whatever the league says, fine. Because I'm sure she plays in the ML, whatever the women's soccer. Who gives a fuck, actually?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's MLS.
It's women's MLS?
MLXXX.
I don't know. Like the lingerie. What if she played the lingerie football league?
I don't know.
She should do that while she's
probably
waiting
should.
For her suspension.
Yeah. Whatever they deem to do as a league is fine. But as far as you strap it up for the USA, then you're supposed to be held to a standard, right? Isn't that
strapping?
Why is that right? I mean,
because you represent the national team.
She's strapping
well,
so. Up.
Seriously, you represent the national team. You're supposed to be held to a standard. I know. I've known men who have boxed on the USA national team, and
right.
You're held to a certain standard. You can't do certain shit. You can't do this. You can't do that.
You
definitely can't beat up bitches. You definitely can't do that. Bitches of any sex. You definitely can't do that. No, I've known men who've been on the national taekwondo team. And women who've been on the national taekwondo. You're held to a certain standard if you're on the national team because you represent the country. That's what is said.
But if you're a star, you have a different set of rules. But that's anything. That's not just national.
Yeah, but
has
she signed any contract saying that I will maintain this decorum so I can play on the national team? Or this is just something.
I don't think you don't sign a contract when you go to the national team.
Is she going to sign up?
You any money,
I won't beat my relatives' clause.
They just pay you stipends. Yeah. But they can kick you off anytime they want. They can sit you down anytime. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know anything about this lady. I'm too busy swiping Tinder chicks.
we got to talk about.
You want to talk about that one?
Elton's on Tinder now.
Oh no!
As of how long ago?
Like three days, I guess.
And he's got all kinds of shit going on Tinder. He was showing us his Tinder girls last night. Your little harem Tinder girls.
The harem girls?
Yeah.
No harem.
Are they listening? Should I not say that there's more than one?
There's a few.
Elton met one special lady on Tinder. He met one special lady,
have you met her yet? Does she have on a fat suit?
No, I haven't met her yet, so I'm looking forward to meeting her.
That's the new shit. This girl did an experiment, where she put on a fat suit for Tinder dates, and then she recorded men's responses and videos. I didn't even watch the video. I'm like, I'm not watching this bullshit because I know exactly what happened. She put a picture up of herself.
She wasn't fat in the picture. She's not fat.
Not at all. She's not fat at all. But then she put on a fat suit, makeup. And they went to meet the guys. But then dudes were like, what the fuck?
You lied to me.
What the fuck? And she was like, well, no, it's this is okay, right? No, bitch, it's not okay. So
that's not how I saw you.
So the whole premise of her article is men ain't shit because men can't see past. I'm like, bitch, you showed me a picture of you that didn't look like this.
So her picture is small.
Yeah.
And then that's the pictures that they see, like, oh, this is the hot chick I'm going to see.
Yeah, this is the shit I'm going to see.
And then she put on
a
fat
suit. What I discovered was that men don't like liars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's what you discovered.
I can't believe it. I have the video up.
Oh, that's amazing.
The number one fear for women dating online is that they're going to meet a serial killer. The number one fear for men, that the woman they meet is going to be fat.
That's funny because we know a comic, Hampton Yunt, who was just on Conan, and he has a bit about that.
Yeah.
I wonder whether he's been doing the bit for a while, the whole thing about.
Did they see the bit?
I don't know, because his bit is basically, you know, when men go on internet dates, you know, the big fear is that she's going to be fat. When women go on internet dates, the big fear is they'll be murdered. Yeah. That's not really the, not really equal.
But yeah. That's the thing. Men don't care. We don't care. You can't beat me up.
Right. But the point is, the point though is that it's not exactly the same type of thing. So anyway, this is these two guys talking about their little premise.
Dating online is that they're going to meet a serial killer. The number one fear for men, that the woman they meet is going to be fat. So today, we're going to test that theory. We had our friend Sarah line up a few dates on Tinder. The catch is when her dates arrive, Sarah's going to weigh a little more.
Look at the pictures. Look at that.
She's
put a
model.
Bikini picture on. She's a model.
You know what they should do? They should do like those prank videos. Like, and now we're going to do fat suit in the hood. Yeah. And see if those reactions are different.
Big Mama's house.
Hey, we're gonna go in the hood and do a little prank.
Hey, come here, Juicy. Come here, Juicy.
That's not the result that we were hoping.
Let me holler at you for a second, Juicy.
I didn't know you had that much junk.
You want some chicken?
These men ain't shit, but for different reasons.
You want some chicken?
They catcall too much. They catcall.
Come get some of this chicken.
I wanted no attention, but some attention. But
nothing to take
attention.
You places, bitch.
Okay, fat suit in the hood.
Not them. Make daddy this money.
Didn't work.
Pretty young, bitch.
That's the one in the hood prank they won't do.
Yeah.
Get
no, she's fucking fun.
This is her putting on the fat suit. Oh, there's a black dude. By the way,
he doesn't even recognize her.
These pious fucking dudes at the beginning, like, we wanted to see what would happen.
You know what'll happen, you pieces of shit.
It's one of them or two of them, the two guys, they've probably been on a blind date or a Tinder date at some point. As though they would react like normal, like they would show up and be like, okay, we can still date. No, they'd be pissed too.
This is not what
they're
signed
not above
off
at all.
For. Yeah,
they're white knights. That's what they're doing. Here comes a guy showing up for the date.
What the fuck?
Hi.
Are you Sarah?
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Have a seat. Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
It's me.
You look a little different than
the picture.
Than your picture.
I just ripped too, by the way.
How old is your picture on your Tinder?
Not super old. Like, no, like maybe 6 months ago. Oh my God, you are so much cuter in person.
Thank you.
Yeah. You look just like your photo. It's so crazy. I saw you over there, and I was like,
this isn't bullshit.
I'm like 99% sure.
You look just like your photo. Bitch, you don't.
I can't say the same. You look quite different.
Oh, nice. Yes,
you look so much different.
You can literally stop right there.
You know, you're the first person to tell me that.
Okay, all those dudes were in shape, by the way. Which means that they looked exactly like their... I guarantee they looked exactly like their pictures.
Right.
I guarantee it.
Right.
I guarantee it. Yeah. All them dudes were... And then I don't mean like bodybuilder in shape, but they looked like they took care of themselves a little bit.
Right.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. So I guarantee that they look like their pictures.
The type of girl they normally go for on Tinder is what her pictures looked like.
Yes.
Bikini shots.
And not even the type of girl they go for, the type of girls they get.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The type of girl they get looks like the picture. That's why you put the picture up. So you lie to a motherfucker.
Yeah,
and then you get mad when he gets up and walks off. I mean, like, you
could do the exact same experiment with women because they just want to show how shallow men are.
Right.
Women are just as shallow.
But that to me is not shallow. You know why it's not shallow?
Well, because it's misrepresentation.
You lied.
Yeah, she lied.
How about this? How about I think we've all heard stories from women where it's like, or at least, you know, read about things where it's like, I went on a blind date with a guy and then it turns out I found out he was married. You know, like some shit like that. Like he lied about, he misrepresented himself
about that. Yeah, that's a lie.
Eliza Schlesinger wrote a long article last week. It's kind of funny, but she dated a guy who just completely, he said he was from Yale and a hedge fund guy and this and that. And everything about him was a lie. Of course, she would be outraged, right?
Yeah.
Because he fucking lied to her.
She should be. He lied. He misrepresented himself.
Isn't that funny?
So was it Liza? Was he like an ordinary dude who knew he couldn't get somebody who looked like her unless he...
He was just a pathological. He was just
a
crazy
like
dude.
That. But let's say it was like that. Let's say he was just an ordinary dude who I know I can't get. So I got to...
So you meet a girl at a party.
I got to amp up the resume.
You meet a girl at a party and you're like, yeah, I'm on the I'm on a professional beach volleyball team.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. You try to inflate your life a little
bit. Yeah, I got to amp up the resume.
Right, right.
You know? And then you're busted out. So if the girl bounces on you, is she a piece of shit?
I don't think
because
so.
Because she bounces out, or are you a piece of shit for just not coming correct?
Yeah, it's about being honest. And yeah. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, this is not honesty. And these pieces, these two piece of shit dudes, those are the worst motherfuckers. I can't stand dudes like that.
It's so fucked up.
What kind of man are you?
You can look at that shit and say it's. You can see it's fake. You can see her face. You're not gonna say that though.
You can't ask a girl.
Why the fuck do you got that fake shit on your head?
Why you got a fat suit on? Where's the cameras at, bitch? Where the cameras at? Take that shit off.
What do you think? I really love the color. I just love that like reds are so big this season.
I don't mean to be rude, but in your photos you're a lot skinnier.
You look kind of more voluptuous.
Yeah. Maybe it's. If I just turn this way.
He said voluptuous.
Nah, I don't think that's
his brother didn't even sit down. He didn't even sit down. You notice that? Right? That brother didn't even sit down.
No, you a little bit like, more voluptuous. No,
he didn't sit down. He never sat down. No. He stood behind his chair with his arms on the chair just looking at him.
I'm surprised they didn't have her sitting there with like gravy running down her chin.
She should have had a big plate of food. She should have had a big plate of food.
A fucking chicken wing sticking out of her mouth. She's just chewing on it.
You want some? You hungry? Is you hungry?
So, you clicked on my profile for a reason.
Are you pregnant? He said.
Pregnant with a double chin.
I'm not pregnant.
Do you like eat?
I do. Yeah.
I have like a 13-course meal out.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
He want to joke on her.
You seem really uncomfortable. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm just a little agitated. Right. When you expect something to be some way and it's not.
This is me. It's all about what's inside. I think.
No. It's not you. It's a hookup site. It's a hookup site.
Yeah. Okay. It's all about what's inside you.
So you got to present yourself
later
in the best manner. You put your best foot forward. You got to at least show me the realness. And then when I sit down and talk to you, maybe we find out what's about you. Oh, do they show the guys at the end, the two dudes talking about the thought experiment?
I don't know.
You didn't make it all the way through neither?
And I'll skip forward. Everybody's face is blurred because nobody really signed the release.
Oh, here we go.
He still ain't said
that. This guy's like, I really don't appreciate you lying to me.
He's right. That's the brother, by the way.
It's very upsetting. I'm a little upset. I wasted gas and my time to come over here, and I can't do this.
Thank you.
So he broke anyway. He talking about wasting gas.
I feel really bad about this because I know you came out here, and I came out on Tinder and stuff, but I'm actually married. So thank you, though.
That's a lot.
I need to use the restroom real quickly.
Oh, he's going with that. I'm going to the bathroom.
I got to pee and I'm never coming back.
That I don't like.
Daddy's going out for a cigarette.
I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes. I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes. I'll be back.
Daddy's taking that. Daddy took the trash out 25 years ago and he never came back.
That one I don't like. Be a man, dude. Just be a man.
You know where there's a bathroom three states away?
There's an ATM and a bank.
I gotta go to New Mexico real quick. You wait here though. I'll be right back. I'll bring some tacos. I know you like that shit. Southwestern food. I'll be right back.
We're in Chicago, man.
Yeah, New Mexico.
I know I gotta put a plane ticket earlier before I came out.
Yeah, I teleport. Don't worry about it. You gotta be a certain weight to teleport. You probably can't come with me. There's a weight limit, 180 pounds.
You need two tickets, right?
You need two tickets for the teleporter?
You need two tickets for your FedEx.
You buy two seats on the teleporter?
This chicken shit.
I'll be back. No, he's not.
She can't even stand up.
I think it's been like 15 minutes. I don't think he's coming back.
He's taking a big ass shit.
So I have to admit, I haven't been totally honest with you. This is not actually me.
It's another guy now.
I have on makeup and everything, and this is actually a social experiment. And if you'll look there, and right there. And over there, there's some cameras.
And over there.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Hold on. So you're not fat?
No.
Fat?
You got lucky. You're not fat?
Actually, you're the only one who stuck around and was like really
So you get some pussy.
Thanks for staying.
You get to eat my box.
Thank you for staying. You're such a good man.
So she just told him, I'm not really fat, but also this is not really a date.
Yeah.
So he should still be leaving. He still got lied to.
Yeah, he did.
Because he still was brought under false pretenses. She wasn't looking for a date with this dude. She was doing a social experiment.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. You're a liar.
That sucks to be him.
So that's to be
hey guys, so we did the same exact experiment with the roles reverse. Click here to find out what happens when a guy puts on a fat suit. Also, be sure to subscribe to our channel because we're going to put out some amazing videos and you don't want to miss them. See you next time.
They're pieces of shit.
So things are different when guys
I don't give
fat?
A shit about the male version. They're pieces of shit. Them two dudes are pieces of shit.
I think
men who just sell out other men.
I think the role reversal video is the same result.
Of course it is, and it should be.
Right.
If you're a woman and you show up and that dude is not what he looks like in that picture, you should walk the fuck off.
Right.
why would you not?
I'm going to go to the bathroom, too.
Because I heard, I was talking to this one chick, and she said that this guy, he misrepresented his height. He was a midget.
He was a midget?
A little person.
You gotta say that in the fucking bio. You gotta put that in the bio. You gotta put that in the height. Isn't there a height thing? You gotta put that in the height.
That's not a.
I'm the same height as your computer monitors you're looking at.
Bio on Tinder.
You gotta figure out a way to say that. Yeah. I mean, didn't his head look unusually big?
I don't know.
That's just the angle of the camera.
He had real thick thighs.
It's just the angle of the camera. My head's not actually that big.
So you've been on Tinder, Elton, for
about. Three, four days.
And you had some good interactions?
Yeah, some good interactions, yeah. Some nice people, nice ladies. I met one lady who said she wanted a God-fearing man, and I was like, well, that ain't me. And she said, thank you for letting me know.
You didn't lie to her up front?
I just told her straight up, I'm not a...
I'm God-fearing.
I don't like... I'm not into that God thing.
And
then
she shows up on a date, and you're wearing devil horns. I didn't know you were going to wear devil horns. Is that an Iron Maiden t-shirt?
Satan
is here.
Is that
Slayer t-shirt? I didn't know.
Fucking ridiculous.
You worship the devil?
Yeah, but it's a lot of the things is the women on there is like, I'm not looking for the hookup. I mean, but Tinder is notoriously known for the hookup.
Right. Well,
it's like, you're not going to find
your husband. You just can't say that up front. It.
You're not going to find your husband on Tinder.
I'm trying to get some dick up
well,
front.
Well, people find their spouses on Craigslist. I mean, it's happened. It's probably not very common.
I bet you it's a rarity thing.
But also, that's something even off of internet dating that women say.
Like, right.
I don't just jump into bed with guys as they're about to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's the way it happens. It's so weird.
That's part of the psychology of it. But have you gone on a date yet, or are you just chatting?
No, I haven't gone on a date yet. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Text conversations?
Yes, text and actual phone conversations.
Do you ramp up the LOLs?
Actually, I don't. I just
you want to make them feel good. Make them feel like they're funny. They're entertaining you, right?
Yeah, they always say I'm funny, so that works.
Okay. So you get the LOLs. You're going for the laughs.
Oh, you are so funny. I said, I am a professional. And they, you know. That's
is that good. What you are?
I am. You've seen it. You've seen it live.
Are they going to come to a show? Are they going to come to
You know, they always ask that. And I was like, I don't know. That might turn you off. Like, you might not like me because I might say some stuff. But, well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, right now it's just fun interacting with different women. And
have you done other dating sites?
A long time ago. Black People Meet. That was
Black People Meet. Did it work? Did you meet any black people?
I met a bunch of black people.
You saw your Black Planet profile up? We just talked about Black Planet profiles last week. You took out your profile up?
Black People Meet. And MySpace. MySpace was the shit.
Oh, everybody was fucking off MySpace.
MySpace was the hookup. MySpace, Black Planet,
every
man.
Comic I knew that was on MySpace was banging off of it.
Man, this
not
is
me.
Crazy. Yeah.
Except for Andy Klein.
Well, I was in a committed relationship. Throughout the duration of
MySpace.
Oh, wow. That sucks for you, huh?
It didn't suck for me at the time. I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I was fine with it. I don't think I'd enjoy online dating at all.
You probably wouldn't.
I would not. No.
Because you don't look like you.
I don't like playing those games, like the flirty
texting. Maybe a girl's going to show up with a fat suit on that game?
No, that's fine. Because I'm fine with that. I would just tell it. I mean, I'll be honest. But I don't like the... I don't like the interaction.
Because you're a piece of shit, Andy Klein.
Before the hookup interaction where it's just phony kind of flirty.
But that's the thing. You don't do that. If you're an honest person, you're just honest up front.
Right.
And some people can't deal with honesty. I'm extremely honest when I deal with the chicks that I meet. It's like, hey, I do comedy at a mic probably 5, 6, 7 times a week. I might take a break so we can get to know each other. But once we get to know each other, we get all that out of the way. I'm going back. You know, I get off of that hamster wheel so I can holler at you. We get to know each other. But then once I get to know you, I'm getting back on that hamster wheel because I'm trying to go somewhere with this thing.
Do you so. Then do you like hashtag grinding?
Yeah.
Do that in your text to the girls?
Hashtag comedy grind.
Rise and grind.
That's what's up.
Get my grind on. Hashtag your second place.
Yeah, you got to tell them. You got to tell these hoes. I mean,
tell these bitches. So then what do you do as far as the age range for Tinder?
My age range is like 33 to 52, I think I got it.
33 to 52.
Jesus
goddamn.
Christ, 20 years?
Yeah, right below my mom. I keep them
20 years. 20 year span.
Yeah, I think that's
yeah, you don't want to see your
yeah,
mother
on Tinder.
Yeah, it's
32 to 52. Yeah, 30. I just left it there cuz it's easier. You just a broader I don't get too many 50s.
And what is the you can set the distance, right? From your
distance
like,
of where you like
the radius?
Where you are cuz it's connected to your nav.
What is your distance?
I think right now it might be
this bitch's name is Benadria.
Benadria. Are you going through? You go through Elden's phone.
Benadria.
Benadria.
Come
Benadryl.
On. Benadria.
It is some names.
Are you swiping left on all these people?
Hey,
isn't that what you're supposed to do?
It's left if you don't. Left no. Right yes.
Rimagia.
Rimagia. That must be.
So are you okay with him swiping left on all these people?
I don't care. Right.
I don't know. What am I supposed to
that
do?
That could have been your soulmate. Remigia.
I just missed out on my
Remigia.
Soulmate.
Remigia.
If you swipe back, will it come back to it?
No. Some of them reappear, though. I met this one. Her name was Jacques.
What happens if you swipe
her
this?
Name was
what happens if I swipe to the right?
Right is the ones I like. And if they like me, then we get a match.
Oh.
Oh, so you just swipe right.
A bunch
yeah.
of rights.
Yeah, I just swipe right.
You
yeah.
can talk to Big Tooth Caitlin. See, look at that toothy joker smile.
That's see, when I would respond, if we were a match, I was, oh, your smile is so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, with Caitlin.
What the fuck is Rebecca doing? What is...
She had a glamour
she
shot.
She a gangster mall?
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, Sam.
With Caitlin, I noticed something, which to me would be a red flag. Her picture was blurry. In this day and age... You shouldn't have. I mean, there's cameras. Everyone has a camera. There's probably a picture of you that's not blurry that represents what you look like.
But a lot of people link this to their Facebook pages.
Oh, and it just pulls their Facebook pictures?
It just pulls your Facebook pictures, but it doesn't tell Facebook. It doesn't notify people on Facebook that you're on Tinder, but okay. It does
wanna,
link up your profile.
You want to make a match with the gangster mall here? So y'all can be the new Bonnie and Clyde. This girl, people, for y'all can't see, she's standing outside of a car with suicide doors on with a black dress. With gloves, them high gloves that go up to the elbow, and a mink stole.
It's like yeah. It's like a post. A
it's
post
a very
World War II.
Yeah, it's a very yeah. candid natural shot.
Yeah, very natural.
Black and white.
Very candid, black and white. Gangster mall, sir.
Post World War II.
So you're gonna go drink some bathtub gin and dance to Charleston.
Yeah, I'm looking for some dames. See.
Yeah, that's her style though. She looks funny though.
Oh, you just swiped right on her, didn't you?
No, I just looked at the other pictures.
Is that another weird name?
Yeah, so, well, no, that's see. Just because you can look at because they have
what
extra.
What does she do? Oh.
The actual
I'm a yoga teacher
picture.
And a singer. Okay.
Okay.
I'm originally from New Orleans. I've lived several other places, but I've always been drawn back to NOLA. She just went active yesterday.
I mean, I think that's the last time she was on.
Oh, okay. She's only 6 miles away, dog. You can get at her.
Yeah, from here.
She can sing. She can sing to you. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Turn offs, liars. Turn ons, Tommy guns.
She likes zoot suits.
Judging by that dress, I would say yeah.
And you can, all right. So you can set the age and the range.
The age and that's it. That's
can
how
you
shallow.
Set the race?
Nope. All you can set is age and distance.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Tinder is very, very shallow.
Tinder's just trying to help you get it in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all they're there for.
And you get all them women on here say, I don't want no married men. And separated is married. I'm like, okay. So
that means they've been burned.
They've been
right.
burned.
Yeah,
I was just about to say they've been burned. That's why.
These all XI bitches
they met
looking
some
for
dude,
refuge on Tinder.
They met some dude on Tinder. They hooked up with him for a while and he was like, I'm going to go back with my wife now. I thought you were separated. Separated is married. Fuck you. And then that's not on their profile now.
Always. That's so funny. But this is the day and age because most people do it because they're lazy. Everybody said that they're really active, but it's just easy. And that's it because you can't meet nobody in the grocery store no more, which I remember.
Was that your move, the grocery store?
Well,
produce aisle?
You meet somebody. Yeah, especially checking out cucumbers.
Did you do the play dumb shit like... hey, miss, can you tell me if this cantaloupe is ripe? I'm just a dumb man. I don't know how to do things.
No, actually, I would offer assistance. Like, can you need some help? Like, if the shelf, if she was kind of looking at something.
Oh, you're that dude?
You need something. I mean, that was back in the day. You can't do that no more because everybody's creepy, and then you got Tinder. Women's fear is rape, and men is that the bitch is going to be fat. So,
I don't know. Creepy dude offering help in the produce aisle. I mean, it's not necessarily creepy, but it could come off as creepy. Yeah. You just like, how long did you lurk in the grocery store?
You don't lurk. You got to jump on them fast and say something to get their attention, because lurking is creepy.
Right.
If you see them, you introduce yourself. Hey, how are you? I find you extremely attractive, and you just make some arbitrary conversation.
Oh, so you go right up front with it.
Yeah, you got to, because if you stand there lurking, it's like, who is this creepy guy staring at me?
Like, hey, you know, I decided to interrupt my milk shopping
to come over and talk to you for a second.
I find you extremely attractive.
Start poking on. Let me ask you something. Is this a fat suit or is this you?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Granola bars are on sale. I'll be right back. Come back. Okay, yeah. I just had to get the last box. Anyway, I think you're extremely attractive.
Is this a fat suit?
What's your favorite cereal?
Do you need help carrying that out to your car?
Do you like almond milk or do you like soy?
Where we at?
We got to wrap it up. We were about an hour.
All right, so we'll come back on Thursday. I'm sorry, people. We got to cut this one short.
We got two short episodes this week.
You'll get another one on Thursday.
We have the last Comic Standing audition tonight.
Yeah.
I have to get to it.
Yeah, that we have to all have to get to. I got to lay down for a little bit and try and save my voice.
Right.
So come back. We'll talk about a reporter who dropped the F-bomb on the air, maybe, among other things.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You guys got anything? Give me your Twitter handles and all
Twitter
that.
Handle. My Twitter. At Mr. Elton Howard Jr. On Twitter, Mr. Elton Howard Jr. on Instagram, and / Mr. Elton Howard Jr. on Facebook.
What are you on Tinder?
Tinder is that is classified.
Big Dick 72.
Medium large penis.
85.
71.
Medium large 85.
Not huge, but probably bigger than the last guy you had.
Read us some emails. Send us your emails. We'll be reading those on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. We do have emails to read on Thursday. And our email address, I was talking to Tim about this last night. We never shout it out. We get emails, but we got to make sure we tell people. Three guys on at Gmail. The word three. Three guys on Gmail. If you want to email us, we have some emails to talk about next week. Or Thursday, rather. And I am going to be at the Green Room at the Arlington Cinema Draft House this Thursday, October 2nd, and the DC Improv this weekend, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, with Gerard Carmichael.
And I am there the next weekend, the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, with Tammy Pescatelli.
There you go.
So you have opportunities to come and see us.
I've redid my website. All my stuff is on there now.
Yeah, and I am about to get Andy to help me redo mine.
Takes an hour.
At Mr. Elton Howard Jr. At Mr. Elton Howard
Jr. Dude, you already said that. You're interrupting our spiel.
Shut the fuck up, man.
I'm swiping left on Elton.
Swiping left right now and swipe. All right, people. So come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And sitting in with us, we have
Elton Howard Jr.
And we have three guys on. We are out.
Later.